From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Columbia Green Media is reporting Ichabod Crane's Maddie Graham is now a member of the 1,000 Career Points Club. Graham hit the goal in advance of going into the Colonial Council game Friday, February 13th against Catholic Central. She finished the night with 32 points, and the Riders defeated the Crusaders 60-51. Graham becomes the second player in program history to reach the 1,000-point mark, joining Tanee Hines-Bickerton. Hines-Bickerton went on to star at Division I Seton Hall, is currently the modified coach at Ichabod Crane. Maddie played for her for 2 years in 7th and 8th grade. Riders coach Adam Voris said, and I quote, "She was unbelievable tonight. CCHS played her close all night. She did not get many open looks and made a lot of contested shots," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Developers are looking to build a 50-room hotel in the former McKinstry Mansion located at 7th and Union Streets in Hudson. Representatives of the project developer, 620 Hudson House LLC, presented a proposal to the Columbia County Industrial Development Agency and City Planning Board on February 11th. The plan will be discussed with the Hudson Historic Preservation Committee on February 28th. The historic brick structure housed a home for the aged for nearly 100 years. While the 620 Hudson Group is not looking for bond financing, it is asking the IDA to take an interest in the property and lease it back. Company would have all the obligations of ownership. The group's attorney, Joe Scott, said, and I quote, "What we are looking for is an exemption from New York State sales and use tax, and we have estimated that amount to be $250,000, end quote. F. Michael Tucker, president and CEO of the Columbia Economic Development Corporation, said the project would help the IDA get, and I quote, "back on track," end quote, after the Wick Hotel project in 2016. The existing building is 15,000 square feet, but the final project will be double that size. When complete, the hotel would create 30 new jobs, developers say. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Cairo Police Department announced February 12 changes to its drug take-back program. Officer in charge and Sergeant Richard Bush said the department's medication disposal bin was set up in 2017, and last week a new 8-camera security system was installed. Bush said, and I quote, "The cameras are positioned in a manner to follow the contents of the disposable bin. The whole activity is recorded on camera from the bin to the storage room," end quote. Despite the surveillance, Bush says the service remains, and I quote, "fully confidential," end quote. The cameras are not used to track who is disposing of medication, he said. Upcoming changes include bolting the medication disposable bin to the floor of the entrance to the police station. In addition to the bin at the police station, the department conducts drug take-back days every 6 months. Bush said the program has been effective. He said, and I quote, "every 6 months we dispose of 6 to 9 cases of medication," end quote. Each case can hold anywhere from 20 to 40 pounds of medication apiece. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Thomas C. Zambito is reporting for the Journal News. State Attorney General Letitia James is asking the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to listen to New York's concerns over the pending sale of the Indian Point nuclear power plant to New Jersey-based Holtec International. The plant is scheduled to shut down in 2021. James this week called the deal to sell Indian Point, and I quote, "very risky," end quote, and urged federal safety regulators to consider the state's concerns before moving forward. The agreement would have current owner Entergy transfer ownership of the 60-year-old power plant to a subsidiary of Holtec when the plant is closed down next year. James said, and I quote, "putting the decommissioning of Indian Point in the hands of a company with no experience and uncertain financial resources is very risky," end quote. The state is concerned that Holtec does not have sufficient funds available to cover the decommissioning process. A Holtec spokesperson said the company is capable of managing a safe and efficient decommissioning effort, and I quote, which can be completed decades sooner than if Entergy performed the work, end quote. The first of Indian Point's two working reactors is slated to be shut down in April. State and federal lawmakers have asked the state to step in and make sure the process is handled properly. State Senator Pete Harkman said, and I quote, nuclear energy has been produced on this site for nearly 60 years, so contamination of the environment is a distinct risk if dismantling the reactors is mishandled, end quote. You can read the full story at LOHUD.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.